Has Big Pharma accidentally discovered the miracle drug?
Miracle drug. Yes. It's a miracle drug.
Is it possible that one injection could cure nail biting, addiction to cocaine, alcoholism, and diabetes? What about all of the people who started taking the drug and say, like, I just don't want to drink anymore. I'm not biting my nails. I've lost my need for online shopping. I find that I'm not as addictive with a lot of my other behaviors. I'm no longer using food to dissociate. In other words, I'm no longer using food as an addiction. Well, if it sounds too good to be true, you're listening to the right episode. We're going to talk about the drug that everybody's talking about, Ozempic.
I'm super excited with the 50 pounds that I've lost.
I immediately invested because I'm like, everyone and their mom's going to try it.
It does make you feel full. For me, it was like a refresh.
Otherwise known as GLP-1 agonists. Otherwise known sometimes as Mounjaro, otherwise known as semaglutide, tomato, tomato. It's the weight loss injection that everybody and their brother is talking about. Today, I want to expand the way that we look at this class of drug and ask if, in fact, it's possible an off-label use of this drug might actually be the cure to some addictions.
You know, I find that I don't really want to drink either because I do believe I was addicted to food. I do believe I was addicted to sugar. Like you hear people talking about the first time they smoked meth or the first time they took heroin, they thought, I am never not going to do this. Well, that's how I feel about Mounjaro.
Allow me to take just a moment to thank today's show sponsor, which is Organifi. You guys know how I feel about Organifi. It is my go-to. In fact, this is so refreshing. I have a glass of ice, fresh water mixed with pure and immunity. It's got just enough citrus. That's two of their products mixed together. I don't know if everybody likes the taste of that. I do. I love it. It's like an orange flavor. That's the immunity, kind of tastes like orange. And then the pure has a lemony taste. And I mix two of them together. And that way I get everything I need for my immunity, my antiviral, my antifungal. It's just a great way to support your immune system every single day. And then I mix that with my Organifi Pure, which is, it's basically all the superfoods that your brain needs to help reach maximum mental performance. In other words, it's what I drink to help me think better, to help my memory, to increase neurogenesis. And get this, this is the other reason why I drink it. Their product is clinically proven to boost BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, by up to 142%. Anyways, they've got tons of great products. Whatever your nutritional needs might be lacking or your palate might be craving, Organifi is definitely the company to check out. All right, guys, the cool news, get 20% off all of their products when you use code Chalene. Again, it's Organifi, and I'm going to spell it Organifi.com/Chalene. That's Organifi.com/Chalene, and you get 20% off. Hey, I'm Chalene Johnson. You're listening to The Chalene Show. Thank you so much for being here. I am recording today from yet another hotel room because my husband and I are still on our journey, our 8 months of travel. And am I getting sick of all this travel? No, not really. I still really enjoy it. And I think I'm actually getting better at it. I've really enjoyed being able to read your comments and your feedback. And the one thing that continues to become a question in my community is the debate over semaglutides, this class of drugs. It's an injection that was originally, as you know, as I'm sure you probably know, a drug that was originally approved in 2017 for the treatment of diabetes, that being Ozempic. But now, of course, it has been FDA approved for weight loss as well. And it goes by many different names. In 2021, the FDA approved Wegovy, which is basically the same drug, but using a different name, slightly different dosage for the treatment of weight loss. Other names commonly used for this class of drug are Trulicity, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Rybelsus, Victoza, and Tandiam, just to name a few. It's not surprising that a lot of pharmaceutical companies are now getting in on the action. The question is, if you're like me, and maybe you're someone who's actually even considerate, maybe you're someone who is currently taking one of these weight loss injections. And by the way, there is now a new class of this drug that is taken orally. We'll talk more about that later. But you might be wondering yourself, why wouldn't we be wondering, is this as good as everyone's promising? What are the side effects? What's going to happen long term? And more importantly, what about all of the perhaps anecdotal research or anecdotal reportings we've been hearing from people who started taking the drug and say, like, I just don't want to drink anymore. I'm not biting my nails. I've lost my need for online shopping. I find that I'm not as addictive with a lot of my other behaviors. I'm no longer using food to dissociate. In other words, I'm no longer using food as an addiction. So I have been really curious about this. Of course, in a previous episode, we explored the pros and the cons of Ozempic. We talked about how this class of drug works. We talked about why it is people are so angry. Many people are very, very angry because there was a rumored shortage. Apparently, there still are many shortages to get the drug, not just for people who have diabetes, but now there are shortages. There's demand for this drug for people who are taking it for weight loss. And because for the very first time in their lives, so many people have experienced relief from their food addiction. So many people for the first time in their lives, despite every diet they've tried and even lap bands and multiple other attempts to lose weight, they just were not able to lose weight. And for the first time in their lives, hundreds of thousands of people are saying, I'm finally able to lose weight. And the side effects aren't that bad. And now I can't get it because everybody wants it. It's really interesting, in my opinion, how heated this conversation gets. Like, people get really angry. There's people who are like, you know, that's just cheating. Anyone who would take it for weight loss. And a lot of times you'll hear that from people who have been either thin most of their lives or fit most of their lives, or like they spend a lot of hours staying healthy and fit and relying on discipline and motivation and things that are, frankly, it's not easy, especially right now because I'm traveling through the Midwest. I can see I have a totally different perspective on what it's like to live in what they call a food desert versus living in an area like Southern California where there's a Whole Foods on every corner and it's much easier to find healthy food eating out. You go to certain areas of the country and you can see it's not just about discipline, like, and it goes beyond resourcefulness. It's just accessibility. And it's very interesting to me to see how angry people get on both sides of this argument. Like, you will see people arguing back and forth, whether it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do, who should be taking it, who shouldn't be taking it. People who have diabetes believing that people who want to take it for weight loss shouldn't be taking it. Like, there's been all this fighting around it. Listen, I'm not here to pick sides on any of it. I think you should do what's right for you and your health after doing a lot of research. But I would be remiss if I didn't report or share with you some of these findings that people are not just anecdotally reporting who are taking these injections, but also some of the new research that's come out related to the reduction of addictive behaviors when people are taking this class of drug. And we have to wonder, like many other drugs where we have accidentally discovered from using it off-label how to cure something else. In fact, that's how this whole debate around semaglutides began. Originally, this is a class of drug that was prescribed for only for those who have diabetes, in the treatment of diabetes, to help their blood sugar regulation. And of course, as a side effect, we saw that many of them were losing weight. So then, this class of drug was then later approved in 2021 for the treatment of weight loss. And now people are talking about the side effect that they're losing their desire for previous addictive behaviors, whether it's nail biting, online shopping, porn, alcohol, and even cocaine. Now, I don't know what side of TikTok you're on or YouTube, but I've watched a ton of videos wanting to understand a couple of things about this weight loss injection. First of all, what does it look like when people come off of it? We just don't have enough evidence here, in my opinion, to really truly know what someone's experience is going to be. Yes, there have been studies that a large percentage of people gain the weight back, but then there's also a large group of people who say, I'll be taking this class of drug for the rest of my life. I never plan to go off it, much in the way that a diabetic plans to take insulin for the rest of their lives. Hey, let's talk about minimalism. Are you laughing right now, Shalene, talking about minimalism? Frankly, I'm being forced to rethink the way I buy things and I live, and especially my clothes, because with all of this travel, I've got to figure out ways to pack and to travel more efficiently. And that means like buying, in my opinion, a mix of really quality items and then some pieces that are super affordable. Let's face it, like I wouldn't feel guilty if I donated it before I left whatever city we're in at the moment. But here's my advice when it comes to buying quality pieces. You want to buy a style that's timeless. Otherwise, if it's going to go out of style really quick, you've kind of wasted your money. So for me, I was looking for a company that specifically makes that style of clothing, like stylish, but not trendy. And that's why I want to recommend to you Jenny Kane. I'm going to spell it for you. JenniKayne, JennyKayne.com. And when you use code Shalene15, you're going to get 15% off. Jenny Kane is known for their lightweight, super durable, easy to wear cashmere. So I have like an oatmeal colored cashmere hoodie. It's timeless. It'll never go out of style. And it kind of elevates even a casual outfit. Anyways, I would love for you to try out Jenny Kane. You can get one of their what I call forever pieces by going to JennyKayne.com and again, use code Shalene15 because that gives you 15% off when you check out. That's the promo code. They've got lightweight cashmere and warm cashmere. Like whatever the season, they have a go-to piece that's going to work for you. Again, check it out at JennyKayne.com and use code Shalene15 for 15% off. I never planned to go off it much in the way that a diabetic plans to take insulin for the rest of their lives. We also know, based on the studies, that people who lose substantial amount of weight in a very quick, rapid way without also adhering to a strength training program and healthy eating program, like really looking at the macros, that they lose a lot of muscle. And without question, when you lose a lot of muscle, as any yo-yo dieter, anyone who's done that weight loss cycling has experienced, when you lose muscle each time you diet, because that's what's going to happen when you lose a lot of weight rapidly, you slow your metabolism.
Almost without exception, every patient we've put on this drug has lost muscle mass, and they have lost it at a rate that alarms me. So it's not uncommon if you weigh 200 pounds and you go down 180 pounds that you're going to lose some muscle, some fat. But let's be clear. If you lost 10 pounds of muscle and 10 pounds of fat to go from 180 to 200, would that be good? Well, only if you were more than 50% body fat at the outset. Otherwise, you've disproportionately lost muscle to fat. In fact, you've gotten fatter as you've lost weight. That's not what we want. And yet that's what we're seeing happen over and over and over again. So much so that in our practice now, we've basically drawn a line in the sand and said to patients, if we have exhausted all other dietary options and we're going to really consider using Ozempic, you must have a DEXA scan first, and we must have really clear guidelines for what's happening. Furthermore, we work closely with patients to make sure that if they're on these drugs, that they understand that their protein requirements do not change. So if you're at 200 pounds and your target weight is 180 pounds, you're still going to be consuming 200 grams per day of protein, and you're going to be working out just as heavily as before. And if you do that, yeah, you can actually disproportionately lose fat mass,
which results in rapid regaining of the weight once you've gone off the diet. Now, is this a diet? No, but it mimics a diet. It very much mimics a diet, because the reason why people are losing weight is because they're eating very few calories. Side note, that is one thing that I don't understand why I'm not hearing more doctors and registered dietitians, those who are, understand like this is perhaps the lesser of two evils, right? Like, so what's more unhealthy for you? This drug that we don't know a lot about yet, or the fact that we do know all of the risk factors that frankly are associated with obesity? But those same doctors and registered dietitians would never think or say or suggest that it was healthy for someone to go on a radically restrictive diet. But yet that's kind of what's happening. Like, people are radically restricting their calories when they're taking these injections. So I just don't have that figured out yet. And to me, that's the one piece that I'm not clear on. But I just want to state this emphatically for anyone who's listening. I have no judgment of anyone who decides to take this drug. In fact, I think there are, as I said in my previous episode, which I will link to in our show notes, and I'll also link to here on YouTube, it's really important to listen to this episode if you don't have a sound foundational understanding of how these drugs work and some of the pros and cons. Because in that episode, I really went over the pros and cons to help you kind of make the best decision for you. And I believe in body autonomy. Like, you should be able to do whatever you want. You want to change your body with plastic surgery, that's up to you. If you want to stay the weight that you're at, you should be able to stay the weight that you're at. If you, whatever you want to do with your body, that is up to you. But if you're someone who's like, I have tried all of my life, I hate it, I've done everything, and I just cannot lose the weight, I know that it's impacting my health, I'm worried about my mortality, I'm worried about my health long term, and I've tried everything, it just, it's not working. Number one. And number two, you are also dealing with some addictions. I would myself give this a second look, not just because of the anecdotal reports that we're hearing like on YouTube and TikTok, etc. Now medical experts believe we have uncovered evidence that semaglutides might just be the secret weapon to fighting addiction. And yeah, I think it's important that we all exercise a certain dose of skepticism when it comes to a drug that just seems too good to be true.
Novo Nordisk does not promote, suggest, or encourage off-label use of our medicines. Evidence is mostly anecdotal, but there have been animal studies on the overall class of drugs.
It appears to have broad benefit across a variety of behavioral addictions as well as drug-based addictions.
Neuroscientist Dr. Greg Stanwood says although the research is in its early stages, there is a growing sense drugs like Ozempic are affecting dopamine, the feel-good chemical released by the brain.
Semaglutide appear to blunt the effects of dopamine in the brain, and in that way can provide relief from cravings.
I mean, my gut instinct is like, wow, this just seems too good to be true. People say that it's curing their addictions and they're losing weight like crazy, and everybody and their brother is on it. We see it on every single news report. Like, listen, whether it's good or bad, I'm just going to be completely honest. I am always skeptical about Big Pharma. There's a ton of money to be made, a massive ton of money to be made. If something could possibly give you these kinds of benefits and it were all natural, I promise you it would not be on the news every single day. People would not be making TikToks about it, and you wouldn't hear celebrities raving about it, because money makes people greedy and it makes people do dishonest things. Am I saying anyone's being dishonest? No, I'm just telling you it makes me skeptical. That doesn't mean that I wouldn't consider it if I were in that situation. That doesn't mean that it's right or wrong for you. All of that it means, in my big bossy older sister tone, is that I want you to go into this with the right amount of research, number one. And number two, I want you to think about what you need to do for yourself in terms of changing your habits. Because once you come off of the injection, whatever it was that you were trying to dissociate from or distract from, if you're using it as using food as a coping mechanism, those things are going to resurface. I still believe, even if this is improving your health in the meantime, if this is helping you to quit drinking, if this is helping you to, you know, curb some other life-altering addiction, that's amazing. But at the same time, you've got to work on, like, what caused you to have this addiction in the first place? What is it we're trying to run away from? What pain are we trying to dissociate from? My mission is to help keep you informed. My mission is to help you open up your eyes. My mission is to give you information and research, and also to remind you that, like, you have the world at your fingertips. Don't just rely on social media. Do your research. Ask the questions. And most importantly, don't forget about your intuition. Dude, I have found this honey from New Zealand that is insane. I know that sounds crazy, but it comes from this super small little island where all the bees feed off of the certain type of nectar of the Manuka tea tree. And because of that, this honey is loaded with antioxidants and probiotics. I'm like, okay, if I can sweeten my beverage with something that also improves my immune system, why wouldn't I? And let me just tell you, you have not tried honey before. You've never had honey. You think you've had honey. You have never tried honey until you try this stuff, you guys. So I reached out to the company, and guess what? I asked if there was anything they could do to help incentivize you to try this stuff, because I know you've got honey available in your grocery store, but you guys have got to try this stuff. And they said, sure, we'll give you a code. And when people use that code, we will give them a free pack of honey sticks. And these little sticks are great because then you don't have to travel around with a big bottle of honey. You can just Take these little sticks and squeeze them straight into your beverage or your food or whatever. And you get yours by going to manicora.com. I'm going to spell it M-A-N-U-K-O-R-A, okay? Manicora, M-A-N-U-K-O-R-A.com. Go to /Shalene and you're going to get $15 worth of these free packs of honey sticks. Okay, one more thing and then I'll change the subject. But the packaging of this brand is, I mean, it is so beautiful. It is so exquisite. You feel like you're opening up a jar of caviar. It's like an all black jar. It's just beautiful. So I put together like a package for one of my girlfriends who always does charcuterie boards because I'm like, she always puts honey on it. But like now she's going to elevate that. So I put together a little basket with like a cutting board and this honey. And it was just a very elegant, creative, different kind of gift. It just tastes totally different. You are going to say, Shalene, you're right. I'd never had tried honey until I tried this. Don't forget about your intuition. As a reminder, let's talk about some of the negative side effects of this drug. The first of which is the slow emptying of intestines. Many people report feeling fuller longer, which is a miracle for those of you who say you never felt full in your whole lives. Like your body doesn't give you that satiety clue. It doesn't tell you, hey, we're satisfied, we've had enough. And I hear from people, listeners all the time who say like, I've never felt like I've eaten enough food in my entire life. Like I never feel full. And I think unless you've experienced that, you can't imagine what that must feel like. And I have so much sympathy for someone who experiences that, or I should say has never experienced that, because it's a big stop sign. When you start to feel full, if you didn't have that, you would just keep eating and never feel satisfied. Other side effects related to this class of drug include vomiting, constipation, diarrhea, nausea, hypoglycemia, gallbladder problems, kidney problems, increased heart rate, abdominal pain, and just generally feeling lousy. In fact, there's many people, including celebrities and influencers, who say they just stopped taking it even though they were experiencing weight loss and they had less inclination to drink or smoke or vape. But they stopped taking it because they just got sick of feeling sick all the time and it just wasn't worth it to them.
Like a year ago, I tried it.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, you try it. And I was one of the people that felt like so sick and like couldn't like play with my son. I was so skinny and I was just like he was throwing a ball at me and it was just, and you're like, okay, this isn't livable for me.
But for others, this drug is taking off because as I said, for the first time in their lives, people are finding it very easy to lose the weight. But they're not losing the weight, again, just as a reminder, because they've injected themselves with this drug. It's that this drug gives people the effect of feeling fuller longer, of sometimes feeling nauseous. And, you know, when we feel nauseous, we don't feel like eating. And if we're not eating and we're consuming a lot fewer calories, we're going to lose weight, which is another thing that's like, it's weird for my brain to wrap around this drug because I hear all these same people who are like, it's so much more than calories in and calories out. But that's why people, for the most part, are losing massive amounts of weight in a very short period of time when they do semaglutides, when they're taking this injection. And it is because they are consuming a lot less calories. My concern is the people I know personally in my life who are taking this drug, they're losing the weight so fast. And for the first time, they're like, I don't even have to work out nearly as hard as I once did. And so they've backed off on their workouts. Not a good thing, in my opinion. But on the other hand, again, some of these people that I know that are taking it have backed off the alcohol consumption. They're not drinking as much. They're not craving the overly processed fried foods that they once did. So is it a trade-off? I don't know. But again, those stories are purely anecdotal. What we do know is that this has been an incredible drug for anyone who has diabetes and an incredible drug for people who have struggled with obesity all of their lives. What we don't know is, does it truly have an impact on the area of our brain, the area of the brain that is drawn to reward, the reward receptor area of the brain? Does it have an impact on dopamine the way that drugs do? We do know that it improves a person's ability to control their glucose. And frankly, we know that it improves almost every single marker of health that otherwise is associated with a decline when people are obese. 4 months, experts have been hearing anecdotally people who are on these drugs talking about how they have this diminished desire for their addictive behaviors. The good news is researchers are now looking into if, in fact, this is the case. And in one such study, researchers found that rats consumed far less cocaine and alcohol when they were taking semaglutides. Research is now expanding to look at how these drugs might affect the addictive nature or desire to have opiates and fentanyl. So what might be going on in the brain to cause people to crave these addictive behaviors or substances less? Some researchers and scientists believe that it's a dampening of the area of our brain associated with reward. Dr. Lorenzo Leggio, I hope I said that correctly, from the National Institute of Health, is one of the leading researchers in this area. And he believes that one of the reasons why this is happening is because of the impact the GLP-1 agonist has on the transmitters in our brain that are associated with dopamine. He believes that GLP-1 agonists may influence interest in things like alcohol because they have an effect not just in the gut, but also in the brain. In the coming months and years, we're going to learn a lot more about this drug. I think it's very interesting. I think it's very promising. I think that there's a lot of people who would be better off taking this drug than everything else that they've tried. It's like the lesser of two evils. Would it be wonderful if people could just eat less, exercise more, and get to a healthy weight and kick their addictions without the need for drugs? Of course. But tell that to someone who's been trying to do exactly that for 40 or 50 years, or even 10 years, or 20 years, or even several years. Like, it can feel very frustrating, and it can ruin a person's life. It can rob people of their lives. And I just don't think it's anyone else's business to decide if it's right or wrong for someone else. I think it's easy for all of us to go, it's ridiculous for these already super thin celebrities to be perpetuating this idea of, you know, a skeletal body as being the beauty standard. And I am just as discouraged as I'm sure many of you are to see celebrities and influencers who allegedly, because none of them will admit to it, well, some of them are admitting to it, taking these drugs just to get thinner and thinner because they're on TV or they're constantly being focused on in the media. But can you blame them? I mean, like, we've put them in these positions where all we do is obsess about their bodies and we talk about, oh, she looks heavier this year, she looks thinner this year. Like, every single one of the housewives is rumored to be taking one of these injectables, and some of them are actually admitting to it.
So, Dolores, how long have you been on the Ozempic?
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Yeah. It's actually Mounjaro. It's another part of
Mounjaro. Oh, that's the amped up version.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the fast forward to Skinnyville.
You're kidding me.
Mm-hmm. Reunion's in 2 weeks.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
And I do have a trainer.
Love that.
What'd you think of Jen Fessler's new? I mean,
I was jealous. I called her every week to see what she weighed.
Really?
I was out of my mind.
I mean,
she's
like,
doing it too?
She is like.
Is anybody not
doing it? She's a different person. No.
Right.
No one's. I tell the truth though, Marisol.
Yeah, right.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
One of the people who's been very open and outspoken about their lifelong battle with weight loss is Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell had a heart attack. Rosie O'Donnell has had a lap band procedure. And Rosie O'Donnell is one of the most outspoken advocates for Ozempic. Check out what she had to say.
I want to be healthy. I want to not have to worry about carrying this extra weight. It affects every part of your life, not just the emotional shame and shade that you get from the world, but the physical wear and tear of the excess weight on your body and your heart. And I had a massive heart attack. And you know what? It wasn't enough to make me lose and keep it off. So I had the vertical gastric sleeve at 50 after I had a heart attack. So probably at my heaviest was when I had my heart attack. And I was lucky to survive it. It was the LAD, the Widowmaker. And that was about 10 years ago. I lost about 30 pounds on it. Now cut to 10 years later, and they tell me I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I get this shot. The first month or two, I was in shock. I could not believe the effect that it had on my thought process about food. I have been on it since December 16th, and I've lost almost 30 pounds, like 29 pounds. I'm not suffering at all. I called my agent after about 4 months on this. And I said, could you call Eli Lilly and tell them that I would be willing to be their spokesperson for free? I don't even want to be paid. I just want to be able to go out there and say, this will change your life. It's changed mine. Food noise, as people are calling it, had really run my life. And I didn't even know it until I took Mounjaro. And I'm not thinking like I used to, because I was on every diet there was. And any fix that I got, I knew it was temporary. I have found this thing that has so beautifully changed my noisy monkey chattering brain around food. And I want every woman who's lived like I have for 61 years to have the opportunity to try this and see if it works with their body. And then to be able to stay on it and not have to take out a mortgage. $1,000 a month is obscene. I mean, they're a multi-billion dollar company. And this is really serving a community that has been largely ignored and ridiculed for decades. Sometimes on my TikToks, people will say, I'm so mad because I have diabetes. And I'm like, listen, I have diabetes and I couldn't get mine last week either. But do you deny the people who are feeling the same life-altering effects that we are? Do you deny that to someone because they don't yet have diabetes? You want to wait until they're 61 and they have diabetes and then give them this miracle cure? I don't think that's fair or humane. Well, all I think about this drug is I want to be on it the rest of my life.
But not every celebrity or influencer wants the world to know that this is what they're using. And lots of celebrities are rumored to have had this dramatic weight loss because they're taking semaglutides. And that has a lot of people angry. People feel like that's fine that you're taking it, but at least be honest about it, because if you're not taking it, then you're making everyone else feel like they should be able to lose weight just as easily as you have. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't think that everyone has to be honest and share their medical history with the world. I don't think just because you're in the public's eye, you have to tell everyone what you're doing. I don't know. I'd love to know your opinion. So I have pinned that question under my video on YouTube. So if you're, you know, listening to the podcast on any other device, I'd love for you to head over to YouTube and just respond to that question there, where I'm asking you specifically, do you think that people who are in the public eye, who have had a dramatic weight loss, do you think that they owe the public the honesty and transparency of how they're doing it? The bottom line is this: proceed with caution. I think there's a lot of promising research that we haven't yet seen. We don't yet know the long-term effects. We just don't. You know, there's nobody out there who is suffering in that way and doesn't wish that they didn't have to, you know? And so I think it's really easy for people to judge. And one of the classes of people who I think it's like, it's still accepted to discriminate against people and to have these negative thoughts and preconceived notions about someone who's overweight, that they're lazy, they are overeating, they haven't tried. You know, we make all of these assumptions, but you actually don't know until you've been in someone's shoes. You don't know what's going on with them medically. You don't know what's going on with them from a genetic standpoint, hormone standpoint. You just don't know. And I think if there's something out there that can save lives because it helps you with your physical health, but also your mental health, it's worth exploring. It's worth looking into. It's worth you talking to a qualified medical professional, doing your research, and finding out if this is the right alternative for you. We're going to learn more, so continue to keep your eyes peeled. Look for that research. I'll continue to update you here on The Chalene Show. I appreciate your feedback. I just ask that you not be judgmental and critical of a decision that somebody else decides to make for their body. We all should have the right to do whatever we decide is right or best for us. Lastly, if you yourself have been on this journey and you're taking a semaglutide, whether it's Wegovy or Ozempic or any of the others, Mounjaro, I would love to hear about your experience. You know, we keep hearing a lot of the positives. We don't hear so much of the negatives. And, you know, I think that's because we're so excited to hear that people have discovered something that finally works. Like, we're hearing doctors saying like, holy cow, I've been treating people for weight loss for decades, and this is the first thing that ever seems to be working. I'd love to hear from one of you or many of you. If you've got a story to tell and you're willing to share it, we can do so anonymously. You don't have to use your real name. Please leave me a message at 949-503-9832. 1-800-273. And you can leave a text message there or a voicemail message. And just let me know if you want your message to be anonymous. If you're willing to share your story, please also leave for me your email address because we'd love to hear from you. All right, guys, thanks so much for being here. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, it doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.